Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What's going on, brother?
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, Hank Sangria, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Sangria, hope you're sobbing. It's your boy, N-A-O-N-A-N.
What else is your boy, DJ EFN? I don't know what the fuck you just did. Was that your attempt at Spanish?
It was my attempt at Spanish. I failed miserably. But
in case you understand, who are you?
This is Dream Chance Motherfucking Podcast. Make some noise! And right now,
Tiger Bone?
I am honored to say that we are introducing our guests that are not only hip-hop legends, not only people that's on the road for... They I looked at their tour schedule. They got 900 dates. It's only 365 days in a year. They touring like rock stars. They out here continuing to do their thing, living like legends. And not only that, they are also have the number one album in the motherfucking country.
That shit gonna last a week.
The motherfucking Jules is in the building. Make some noise! Third album. And but this is your first number one?
Yeah.
Let's make some noise again for that. God damn it. Now, Killer Mike, me and you kind of have like a same story, not only with the Santiagos, but this is like your resurgence.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people, you've been down with Outkast, you've been down with the Dungeon Family, you've been down doing it, but this is like you're coming back out party.
Well, actually, it's kind of like my coming out because I never really came out as me. I was always an interpretation of what a major label thought I was supposed to be, and that didn't work out. And then I left and just went independent and kind of found a cool little lane for myself. And I have a friend, and L shows him as a friend too. His name's Jason DeMarco. He was like, he got some rank over Cartoon Network, became a vice president, and they had a William Street Records. And he was like, yo, I've always pictured you kind of like a southern version, like of an Ice Cube, like of an Ice Cube meets Jeezy. And I was like, oh, I feel that's a compliment. Yeah. He was like, so what if I just gave you the money to make your own America's Most Wanted? And I was like, so you know I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to say. He was like, no, that's exactly what I want. So at that point, I was trying to pivot, do the Mike Bigger thing, you know, which is the AKA and shit. And I was like, so maybe I need to clean up. He was like, no. I want Killer Mike. I want you saying everything that you were ever told not to say. And I was like, word. Let's do this shit. And me and L got in the studio first. He put me and L together.
That's something I was very curious about, how this collaboration. Yeah.
Jason DeMarco was the brainchild.
We just have the same friend.
Yeah.
Same friend.
Yeah.
We were both doing shit with him. And
so y'all were doing things separately?
Yeah.
So basically with Cartoon Network. I owned a record label for like 10 years. Def Jux. We did like a couple of free records
company
with them.
Flow, the group.
Through their website. They would use it in the cartoons. They would use my beats in the cartoons. So we were friends.
I was doing voiceover work.
Also Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
I was doing
Muñequito.
Yeah, that's basically it, man. I mean,
we got in the room, and instantly, I'm like...
So y'all didn't know each other prior to?
We knew of each other in the peripheral.
Because you're from Atlanta.
Music. Exactly.
And you're from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
God damn it. Make some noise from Brooklyn. It's always a Brooklyn. Brooklyn nigga somewhere. Yeah, 15. So, what's his name again? I'm sorry.
Jason DeMarco.
DeMarco. So Jason DeMarco says, I want you to make this album. But it wasn't originally what you got.
It was supposed to be me and a bunch of other producers and making My America's Most Wanted. I got in the studio with L the first day. I called Jason that night and said he got to produce the whole album. And L was like, nah.
Nope.
And then I aggravated the shit out of him for the next year. Just calling him like, yo, you know you're
For 2 months?
Yeah.
Two months.
Him and Jay
just hitting me. And I was like, look, I like Mike. I actually really like Mike. You know, we hit it off.
He's like, but I'm making my own solo album.
And I was like, I'm doing my record. And I was like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, I can't. All right. I'll maybe a couple beats.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like 2 beats. And we went out there. We did like 3 jams in a day, in the first couple of days. And they were crazy. And
I went home and told my wife. I was like, your life gonna change.
I was hoping to see your wife. Where she's at?
She here. It's her mom's birthday. She brought her mom to South Beach. So now she out on the beach smoking her mom.
Make some noise for your mom's.
Yeah, shout out my
mother. Now, was the first album on Mass Appeal as well?
No, the first album was Cartoon Network because it was rap music. It was my solo record. He produced the whole album. All right, and then he had a mixtape to turn in. He was like, all right, turn this mixtape, man. I got to go. This was after we came off tour. He was like, all right, dude, just 6 joints.
We toured together.
Yeah.
I dropped my record a week after he dropped
his
record.
So we went out on tour together. Kids loved it when we came on stage together. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, you know, at that time, it took L a little longer to write. He was like, I got to go focus on the mixtape. I was like, yo, I'll come up there and do the mixtape with you. He was like, word? He was like, no money. I said, I don't give a fuck. I just like rapping with you. I was like, so I'm going to come up, and we're going to do the mixtape. So we went up, man. We did like 5 joints. Blah! Got them bitches out, and we sent them to Jason DeMarco, and we sent them to our man Taco, Little Shalimar. Mm. And both of them hit us back like, if y'all niggas don't make a record, you fucking nuts. If y'all don't make this an album and a group. So the first album was an homage to groups that we respected. So we said, we're going to be a real rap group. And if you're going to be a real group, I got you, I'm dying. If we're going to be a real group, we got to have 4 classic albums like EPMD. We got to have chemistry like Mobb Deep.
Talk about. Is that was something that y'all actually said?
The first day, yeah.
4 classic albums.
Like EPMD, you got to.
Chemistry like Mobb
Deep. That's the bare minimum.
We got to go to my thing. I want the longevity of UGK, A-Ball, and MJG, and I want to be as outrageous as Outkast. Not in the literal, but I wanted us to be a true group.
And shoot people like a Born in Noriega.
Exactly. I'm with that. But we want to be a real group, man, like you guys, like great group. So we were determined not to try to play it as solo artists, and the first record made such a splash after we got off tour. Like, we went on tour opening for ourselves.
Let me tell you something, man. I had, you was with me, actually, EFN. We were in LA.
Right.
That's nice.
It was a festival, I believe.
With Murs.
With Murs. Yep. Big up Murs, who I think should be the first rapper booking agent.
Shouts out to Murs. Real shit.
I told him he did such a great job. I said, why don't you just be the rapper booking agent? Right. He said, I don't have enough time. I said, well, maybe you should make enough time because I feel like we should have our own booking our own.
Yeah. I put his record.
Because I feel like rap is a race. Not white, black. I feel like rap.
Right.
I feel like next time I go fill out an application, I just write rap. But I was on tour.
We
went out there. We went to LA. Hung out with Alchemist.
Yep.
Al.
And y'all was right. Y'all came on right after me. I had brought out Onyx this day. Right.
And we was recording in Al's studio at the time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I seen you brothers go on stage, and I stood there.
When was this? What show was this?
It was like a solo show for me. You came up and jumped up and did
some. Yeah. We got a picture from it with Mike, and Vlad was
the best. Yep. I wasn't aware of Run the Jewels at that time. I was just a real killer Mike. And when I seen you brothers, and he brung you out, like he said, and when I seen what was going on, I was like, this is something different. A black and a white brother that has the same cause.
Yeah.
For right now, you brothers' cause might be the most important in the industry, period, because of race relations and everything that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, I had heard about Run the Jewels, but I had never seen you guys present until that very moment. And when I stood back, because that's what I do, I just stood back. And everybody don't think I watch, because I act drunk. I always do. But I sat back and I was like, damn, this is so important. I didn't know how important it would be until right this moment. Like, I understand, you know, God's having the number one album, but this is something that should be celebrated.
Wow.
Because you can't get blacker than Killer Mike.
And I strive, for ultimate whiteness.
And to have you,
American spirits.
Yo, listen. I pulled out Camel Crush. I said, I smoke white cigarettes. He said, no, you don't, Lori. No, you don't, Lori. And he pulled out American spirits. And I said, you are correct. I am not that white.
There's always
a
level
whiter. I'm
striving
to be white. Like
there's
that.
Always a level whiter.
So. Now, you guys, being approached to do this album, because obviously LP is a person who stands on his own. Killer Mike is a person that stands on his own. Yep. So what was that moment like where they was like, why don't you guys be a group?
No, that was
we
not,
decided
that wasn't
to be the group.
That
Jason
was,
decided we should make my solo album together.
Yeah, this was
out
just,
of that came the opportunity for, to do a mixtape together. We had just grown to be friends.
Honestly, and just to clarify, it was just me wanting to do a project. I just wanted to do like an EP, but we were already friends.
It's got
to
be you, right, James?
I can't fuck with it. I
drink
can't
whiskey.
Fuck with
okay,
it.
Okay, all right, come on, let's go.
Yeah, that came for you guys.
Yeah. The black guy drinks whiskey in this group.
I used to. I had to quit.
Yo, where Ali at? 2007. Ali said these niggas want Moscow. I said, you quit drinking ladies, niggas.
No, I quit drinking Jameson in 2007. I used to drink whiskey.
Let me big y'all up for having the weirdest liquor
request ever. They're writers.
Mezcal.
Jameson.
There was multiple liquors in there.
Yeah, it was different.
Moet.
I liked it that.
Yeah, Moet. That's what
come
I
on,
drink.
Pop that
can I get some ice?
We ain't got no White Star.
Give me your cup.
No, you fuck with a White Star?
Yeah, yeah.
You old school 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
Look,
I drink what rich drug dealers I looked up to drink.
I drink
White Star.
So you guys make the group. Now,
hold on. Okay. We make the group, but we go on tour opening for ourselves. So you got a Killer Mike set, an LP set, and then a Run the Jewels set. All right, so we playing.
Because we didn't know if Run the Jewels was
possible. Just killed
Yeah.
Did y'all pay each other $7?
Y'all opened up for yourself?
Yeah, we opened up. Jewels, right?
Try to get out on the Moet, please.
So,
the Moet.
So, how are we doing?
But tell them
about
what
we're doing. I'm going to ask you that for
we ain't sure it's going to pop, so we said we got to give them a little of each. We do 30-30 and then like 30 or 45. 30-30, I think 45. But the crazy shit is we playing with 300 to 500 people rooms at that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, we playing small rooms. And it'll be a group of Killer Mike fans there. Like, oh, man, shit, we happy to see Killer Mike when he's singing. Right. Oh, man, okay, so LP, I kind of fuck with this guy. Then LP fans there. Oh, Killer Mike, I never really fuck. Oh, but I fuck with it. Oh, okay. And then it just be a group of kids just standing there like, oh, okay. Like,
brought them together.
Yeah, like, all this. No, but the kids who was just standing there was young. So I'm like, what the fuck is these young kids doing here? One.
Literally, we
come
out.
You start to see, like, the new.
Yeah, but I'm like, wow.
So we would come out as we would open for ourselves, walk off stage, come out in the same fucking clothing as Run the Jewels, and all of a sudden, this whole
party. This shit just went crazy.
It's like two new motherfuckers.
They didn't even realize it was us.
And we was Run the Jewels. After the tour, I remember my management saying, so, yo, what we gonna do about the solo album? I said, what the fuck solo album? I'm like, ain't no solo album. I'm in a group. Cancel that shit. Y'all are a management
like the
team.
Did better.
Yeah. Like,
now, but now, both of you guys, as being solo artists, was it difficult to make that conversion? Or you just roll with it?
Yo, it was so easy. That's why we did it. Like, sure, we did the music. What? We did the music for fun.
And what part of Brooklyn are you from?
I was raised in downtown Brooklyn for most of my life, right? Okay. Right outside of Fulton Mall.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I was born in Manhattan, downtown Manhattan, moved to Brooklyn when I was six.
Literally, let's go. This is hip hop, continue.
You don't know about that shit.
That's my shit, bro.
Come on, man.
That's my shit.
We just did this shit. It wasn't really easy. Every time we did it, it was just because it was the opposite of hard. Like, we've been doing our solo records for a long time. I put my first album out with Company Flow in 1997. So, and I've had like, six or seven.
Nigga, you've been out long as me, nigga.
Yeah, some old
niggas.
We actually came up around the same time. Right. And Stretch and Bob were a big part.
Stretch and Bob,
yeah,
that was God
like,
damn
you know,
that was going to get
that's
honorary,
kind of
nigga.
Stretch and Bob were my
nigga, you a young nigga. You old as me, nigga. You ain't as tall as me. All right, goddamn.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that, so. I mean, so how, I think we had this discussion with our guest yesterday. How, because, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going to be honest.
I need to drink something, though.
Please. Yeah, please.
Help yourself. What you waiting on?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you was drinking whiskey.
You want
Moet? I'll drink a shot of whiskey, but all right, fuck it. Come on.
Yeah, let's do a shot. Come on, man.
Just one, though. Don't let me do any more than one.
We're not responsible for what's in this.
Bam, you right there? I'll pour me a shot. We'll shoot him up.
I mean, I'm gonna sip this actually. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna do that. Yeah.
You can't sip a shot, baby. You gotta take that shot.
But it has ice.
Don't call it a shot, man. You can sip it.
I fucked up.
So as you guys, I listen to you guys' music, and I can tell that it's about real hip hop. At the end of the day, I see you guys' shows. I've come. I watch it. I watch it online. I watch the live streams. So, is it when you hear new school hip hop? Is it like? Or is it like, whatever, let these young brothers do their thing?
I'm like, this shit jamming.
Right.
What a hoes.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm from the South, so like I was telling my partner today, I was riding around my partner James, man, from Luxury Lifestyle Transportation. He was like, man, you know, what you think about the new guys that ain't saying as much as y'all? I said, man, I grew up in Atlanta, so half my day was Luke, the Dogs, Two Live Crew, Uncle Al. The other half my day was Outkast, Goody Mob, Wu-Tang, Capone, Noriega, Nas. Nice. So for me, I'm comfortable in this space because I get to get fucked up, listen to all the shit that's real hip-hop and all the shit that's variations of it. I ain't bothered by none of them. I'm encouraged by all of it.
I never understood that shit. I don't understand how people can't find
something
joy
in the new
music that's happening now. Like,
I agree with
that's
you.
All. I mean, but it's not like I'm judging it. I'm just like, my perspective is, like, you know, the 808 is so heavy right now. How could you not be happy without
my father?
Right.
I mean, always makes it all better.
It's so heavy right now.
My father was one of the greatest people I ever met in my life, right? KJ know my pops. You know, this is the guy I really grew up with.
Rest
I call you KJ. I'm so sorry. What's your new name? I forgot.
Khalil.
Khalil, peace, bro.
We childhood friends. So, Khalil, but my father told me, you always see what you like in a person first. Because if you see what you like in a person, if they fuck up, you gave them all the chance in the world to like them first. So that's what I do with new hip hop, and I don't feel myself disappointed. Like, to me, my bitch is bad and bougie. What's the guy?
Migos.
What's the
Migos.
Guy? No, I know the Migos.
Donald Glover. Shout out.
Donald Glover. Yeah, but if you look on my timeline, 3 weeks before that, I went on my timeline and said that is the hottest record out. Yeah. And if you an old nigga, you don't like it, you just a hater.
Right, drop.
Yeah,
drop.
And I said this.
Smoking on cookies.
I said this could be because.
Talking about your bitch, your thigh. How could you not like that shit?
And not only that. My girl is a real crowd.
Oh, please. You hear, like, that's who, like, we play.
How could you not like that?
We play the shit on our tour bus. Like, he played Future's last tape, played the fuck out of that shit. Ray Sherman, we both love. I'm a huge Migos fan. Like, we play all the shit, man.
And that's, you know what I think? I think that the more legends embrace the new guys, it's gonna make the culture broader.
If we don't, we do.
Because if you don't, we don't. Because you know what? One time I remember somebody saying to me, "Damn, I don't know how I'm just burnt whiskey. I didn't even drink whiskey." What? Burnt whiskey just now. I'm sorry. Well, somebody said to me, they said, "How could you listen to that shit? That's not real hip hop. That's not what it is." And you know what I told them? They said, "So why would you do that?" I said, "Because that's the same exact thing they told me about me."
Word.
They told me I wasn't real hip hop.
A lot of niggas who say that just ain't getting no pussy either. Like, let's be frank. Every nigga who say that just is a non-pussy getter. Saying that shit because you can't be with no hoes. You can't be gobbling women, ladies, whatever the fuck for you. You cannot be with them and not hear the jams. You just can't. And a lot of them like jams as real or not real, how you see it. But man, if you ever been in an Atlanta club and the motherfucking Migos came on and you was half a ball or half blunt or anything, you walk out of there understanding.
You got to, you know, that's the thing, Mike.
Yeah.
That's the thing, Mike. Everybody, made it. Young, relax.
Yes, sir, Captain.
Everybody don't understand That's how you understand a record.
Yeah.
Is I don't give a fuck if the nigga's from Oklahoma. I don't give a fuck if he's from Utah. I don't give a fuck if he's from Tallahassee. If you go to that town and you understand that town, you will understand why this record is a hit record.
Right.
Now, for me, you can look at my career since 97. I've always embraced down south people because I'm going to my family.
I thought Super Thug was like down south.
Super Thug was down south.
Like it was
a New York record on the South beat. But so I always embraced the South because I always had family reunions down south. Like we just said on Mike Epps' episode.
Where's your mom? Your mom's family must be from the South.
No, they're from South Carolina. I still got property in South Carolina.
Shit,
Columbia.
My wife probably
Columbia
related.
Columbia and Charleston.
My wife is Hilton Head.
So, the thing is, I can't say I always knew the South was going to take over, but I always knew the South was bigger than the East and the West.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, you got about four properties region. On the East, you got four properties on the West, and then everything else is the South.
Yeah. The worst thing the South could ever do is start to self-identify too much with our own cities and states.
Mm, what you mean by that?
We used to have to identify as a region. Because it was just like, if you talked with an accent, shit on you, you're from the South.
Right.
Like, it was like Miami and Houston set it off. Atlanta and Tennessee, Memphis came in a tier. And then you started getting other cities. But when we start to overly identify with our particular city, we bad. We ain't got all the way off, but when we do that, it's never good for us.
Right.
When we go, I don't fuck with other niggas because they from Houston, I'm from Atlanta. I don't fuck with niggas, they from Louisiana.
But that's the one thing I respected about the
South. That's when it fuck it up.
Is you guys always said the South.
You got to.
You can't see LP. I bet you LP ain't never say the East. I bet you. I never said the East.
Well, we're spoiled. We're from New York.
You say Brooklyn.
Yeah, y'all said
I say Queens.
Yeah.
Listen, LP, we got to start this. Me and you, we starting a rumor right now. We repping the East from now on, all right? You niggas in Virginia.
We in the East.
They did kind of do that, though, for a little while.
You niggas in Virginia ain't down south. You niggas in Baltimore need to quit. You niggas with us or the East?
You got to say Northeast. Say Northeast.
There was a small period of time, though, when that East West thing where people
yo, say, but I ain't gonna front. The East has never, like right now, I seen a West Coast dude beefing with a down south dude, and the first thing the West Coast dude would say, West Coast. And I said to myself, that's something the East Coast guy can't say. Cause ain't nobody from the East Coast gonna have your back when you say East Coast. You gotta say Philly, you gotta say New York. You gotta say DC. You just can't say East Coast. Everybody East like fuck this, nigga.
Hey man, one of the funniest things. I don't know the exact quote, so don't quote me exactly. But I literally love listening to East Coast radio, right? So you gonna hear crazy shit. But I heard one of my favorite DJs, old school dude, say, yo, for real, the East is New York, and I think he said maybe Connecticut or Philly or Jersey. He gave love to one other place.
Absolutely,
and then
he's
said,
absolutely not right.
All the rest of y'all niggas is the South. Wow. It was hilarious. Because I know he was halfway breaking our balls because he honestly is one of the most embracing DJs. Right. But it was funny as fuck.
No, he was absolutely
my
correct.
Cousins from New York. That's how they were for real. Yeah. Like, man, y'all.
But that's our problem. And you know what? Not only that, I'm going to tell you something. That is a way to divide us, period.
Absolutely.
Because we're all human at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
And then we're all black, and then we're all hip-hop. Or we're all whatever. So, you know what I'm trying to say? What I'm trying to say is, it's a divide and conquer thing. Right. But the crazy shit is the West Coast had that above the South. And they had that above the East Coast. Is that they could say West Coast, and everybody from the West, from Golden State, which
from Washington down,
Sacramento, niggas in Texas would be like West Coast, and you're like, what nigga?
Where is that?
You need to relax. But that was something that they had over us, and now the South is actually applying that. And people are saying we from the South.
I never thought I'd see the day where East Coast MCs emulated Southern MCs. Oh. It's a blessing because it's all style. Like on the old Kung Fu principles, how they used to compare hip hop and Kung Fu.
But we had Young Dro on here,
that's
right? I asked Young Dro, when you heard Panda, did you know that that wasn't from Atlanta? And he said, immediately.
He said the same shit. He said the same shit.
Okay.
I was wrong. I thought he was wrong.
Break that down.
I mean, you can just...
His vernacular?
It ain't shawty. You know, it's like...
It ain't shawty.
L say. Like, my grandmother forced me to speak a certain way. Like, this way I pay for education. How you doing?
What was over there? Tell them what that is.
When I'm with a group of my friends, it's like you shit probably be into Spanish fans. Like, L say, no, I don't understand shit you say when you with a bunch of Atlanta dudes. So, it's like...
Now I do.
Yeah, but with Designer, he does a great emulation of Future. He'd be lying if he's saying it's not Future. That's not even a challenge to him, but just style influences. It'd be like me saying, say, yo, I never listened to Cube. Get the fuck out of here. The time you hear me, you know I'm this little kid grew up on Ice Cube. So with that, I knew it wasn't Future.
But I
knew Future had become the most powerful force in rap. Time I heard that record, I was just like, oh, it's out of here. He the one.
And you knew from the minute you heard it that wasn't from
Yeah, I knew that one, Sean.
It ain't shouted. It got that whip on it. But why?
No, but I remember because we were talking
about... Was it a vernacular? It was funny to me
because basically...
Y'all niggas didn't even big me up. Do y'all see how I'm pouring this shit?
Yeah, you fucked up the first one.
You fucked up the first one.
What? That's because Killer Mike is drunk already. He ain't till his glass. Look at that.
We got it.
Oh, look, that was my fault.
What do you call that again? LP. What do you call that?
This is piscine.
Piscine.
You got to do it like this. Piscine. This is how they do it in France.
Yes, we.
Yeah.
And it's a towel, that's what I'm missing.
I knew it wasn't shouted, but not in a bad way. I just knew it was like, at best, I figured somebody from Atlanta had swag.
Something to do with it, you know what I mean?
Like, I was like, okay, shouted, you know, he probably been all right. Mm-hmm. Somebody, he got some disciples, somebody really fuck with.
Right.
But I knew it wasn't him. He got flavor, man. I'm going to tell you, he got soul. Future has soul that other artists, not the Designer doesn't have.
Future,
if you listen to the shit he's saying, it's damn like a blues record.
Our generation, Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah, he wrong.
Like I'm not gonna lie, because a lot of people don't really listen to Future's words or Future's, you know, his harmonies or whatever. But when you listen to that man is preaching some shit.
Yeah,
and if
man.
He don't really drink lean like that, he's really ill. Because he got a whole community. Now, this is real. He got a whole community following him. Like, this, he made drunk junkies.
You lost me on that one.
He did.
No, what'd you say?
Come on. All right. Right now, in the hood, there are people in the hood that say, I'm a drunkie. I'm a junkie. Because they drink lean all day. But that's what Future, preached. He preached to be fucked
up.
Well, he
testified. He didn't preach. If you listen to his music, he's not saying you should do. And that's what I mean about blues. He said, this is what I do. Or what I've done. And to me, that's what's always separated Southern hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you hearing is gospelly or testimonial because you claiming it yourself. Right. You ain't even saying applied to nobody else. And really, if you want to look at lean culture, you got to give it to Houston. But not even on some just tip, but like, screw live the lifestyle.
Yeah, that's all
you know what I'm saying? When you hear Paul Wall talk about it, he's talking about a lifestyle he's lived. You know what I mean? I went down there when I first went independent. We stayed for a couple months, man, and just I came out that bitch on the other side of Jake myself, because that shit feel good. It's an opiate. Don't nothing feel better than heroin. That's why I won't do it. You know what I mean? So he's doing it testimonially.
Oh, you didn't know about my lean story?
Go for it, buddy. Tell us.
Coast to Coast, where them niggas at? I was on Coast to Coast talk. All right? Coast to Coast. We in Houston.
Who?
They bring me to the lean house, nigga. In my mind, it was a lean house. I don't know why.
It's like a franchise.
Yeah, I walked in.
Well, these niggas said,
what are you doing, sir? I said, I ain't doing that shit. They said, well, you be fucking... Your homeboys and them fucking fucked up shit. I said, I didn't know they was fucked up lean, but they gave me a double cup of some shit, and I kid you not, I was talking the whole time, my mouth just didn't move.
Exactly. That's why I won't do
crack. I'm like this the whole time.
I won't do painkillers.
In my mind,
when I talk. talking about?
Talking about shit.
I had shoulder surgery. First, Bun called me about the lean. Bun just called me out of nowhere. They like, hey,
Bun came see me. Yeah, Bun came to rescue me.
He was like, hey, I was like, what's up? He was like, I want to talk to you about something. I was like, what? He say about that drink. And he gave me a fucking 15-minute lecture, and I ain't never fuck with that. I was like, I'm cool on that shit because I respect my OG. I didn't want that.
But you know the thing about lean is you can't actually control it. The thing about weed is I can actually say I don't want to be hot no more.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a fucking OG. It's leading niggas. Like, I ain't telling niggas, man. It's leading you to heroin, my nigga. Like, don't make no mistakes about it. I had shoulder surgery. Like a year and a half.
I gotta get shoulder surgery right now.
Look, so I'm fucked up. I'm in a sling. First day painkillers. Feel a rush like. Second day, little sick, little constipation and shit, because that's what it do to you too. It pop up your stomach. Next day, like that, but pop it again. Third day, my wife fly me to Miami. She said, too many people bother you. She fly me here to stay. We out on the balcony. I'm in so much pain. I talk to my wife for 30 to 45 minutes.
On the phone?
Have a full conversation with her in her face. Afterwards, she said, we didn't say a word to each other. That's when I knew I'm not taking these pain because I suffered the rest of that month throughout. So I can't. Anything that puts me in this is too good. And I like drugs. But it's that step too.
Make some noise
with
drugs.
I'm not making no noise with you on drugs.
I'll even toast to them, you know?
Straight up.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper NORE and DJ EFN.
Yo, but y'all got the number one album in the motherfucking country.
Woo!
Come on,
until next week.
Number one rap
hip-hop.
And y'all, real hip hop LP, I want you to understand and acknowledge how much we appreciate you. I want you to understand and acknowledge it. And the mic, how much we appreciate you. I want to understand and acknowledge that when you was running around with Bernie Sanders, I couldn't have been more proud of you. That's the only party time I didn't use your number. Like, I was watching you on the campaign trail, and I wanted to call you, but I said, I know I'm a felon. Just in case his phones is tapped, I'm not going to call at this moment.
Definitely tapped.
But I was definitely rooting for you like this.
Thank you.
But I was, like, silent, like, because just get, you know, I'm a criminal.
Yeah. I'm trying. We want to get your rights back, though.
I want my rights back.
I want you to have them back.
Please.
Voting, gun ownership, all that. You deserve all that back.
I definitely need to go on.
Absolutely.
Shit.
Absolutely.
Please. But you doing the was Bernie supposed to run as a third party?
Ultimately, I think his purpose was to transform the Democratic Party, and I think that started to happen.
Because he had a better chance. How did Hillary get picked?
We know how she got picked according to the emails in my name for it. It looks like from what has been proven to be factual that members of the Democratic National Committee that they conspired against Bernie Sanders to such extremes as giving her questions in advance and prompting their media agents to downplay Bernie to the tune of Trump getting 80% more viewership because they pushed him and Cruz early because they thought there was a ridiculous vote. So I would just say, Americans, if you're going to be angry about something, make sure you're angry about everything. You know, don't just be angry that your child stole. Be angry your child lied to you, stole, and is a thief.
Because, like, you know, I co-wrote Trump speeches.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Shit, he was talking about that.
Well, you know, Trump is doing he's doing drunk facts now. He's doing drunk facts.
Yeah, it's about to be an interesting place.
Yeah.
Oh man,
y'all about the whole Americans going to be a southern state for the next.
Well, we don't smoke cigarettes in here, though, right?
No, you can't smoke.
No, you can't smoke.
We can take a cigarette break, though.
Nah, we'll
smoke. But let's just wait for a minute. Because you know why? You have no more album in the country.
Tiger Bone time?
What the fuck is that?
I'm in.
What is it?
Hold on. Oh, I know about this shit.
Hold on. We're from New York. We can't get nothing over him. This is Tiger Mom. This is going on.
This is my last.
No, I know about this shit from your show.
I don't know about it from New York. All
right. Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh.
This is nothing to brag about.
Why would you want to do this? You the person that called and told me how to juice and shit. Why would you do this to me?
No, this is herbs.
Hold on. Don't take it.
Listen, if you actually on a diet and you like trying to do shit, this is actually the only alcohol that won't affect you. You wasn't supposed to smell it.
Don't smell it.
This shit smell like Casco.
Fucked up your whole life. All right. This is for your number one album in the world. This is how you do it. Listen. Take up your glass.
Oh my God.
Let it settle.
Do you see my friend?
This shit tastes like a Timberland, man.
Look at EFN's nipples out.
This shit tastes like y'all.
Bring them out.
We all represent for Run.
Oh, shit.
Wait till you take a shit. What the fuck is that flavor?
God. What is that?
It's
shoe.
Nigga, you drinking shoe, nigga. This is the bottom of a Timberland loafer.
You know what? After walking the Great Wall of China.
Y'all know the Timberland loafers we wear in Florida and Georgia. I never see New York niggas here. Like, this is the bottom of one
this
of them.
This is the drink when you get when you got the number one album in the country, goddamn.
You started to regret it.
The last time I saw you, we were at Roscoe's across the street smoking dope and drinking champagne in the open.
From Roscoe's.
Which is why I love you.
We were so disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, the last time
you were there.
I was there.
No, you were at the hotel, though.
After you bastards who want to know who see me suffering under Josh Spice in the gym every fucking morning. Nori is the dude that hit me up like, yo, you're fat. This is how you're going to lose some weight. Eat vegetables, juice, and run and walk.
That's right.
And Nori, I fuck with you for that. My wife loves you for it.
I definitely love your wife as well. But
yeah, them niggas really are like partners. Him and my wife.
Exactly. Yo, you know what it is? We have to continue to sustain our legends.
We got
to
be here.
In our category. And now, again, this is nothing racial. I think hip hop should be a race.
I feel you.
Right? Like 100% honesty.
Because
like
it unifies.
Because think about it. There could be a person who maybe don't like black people or maybe don't like white people, but guess what? He like hip hop.
Absolutely.
So that makes him in my fraternity.
Like absolutely. I agree. I look at it like it is a fraternity.
You know what I'm saying? I look at it like as my fraternity. And if you look at it, If you always see a drug dealer from the hood, they'll say, "Well, my lawyer know the judge."
Yeah.
Because you know why? They went in the same fraternity.
Absolutely.
But why we can't have our same fraternity?
Absolutely.
Why you can't be 65 years old and say, "You know what? Oh, Killer Mike. Oh yeah, that my nigga."
Absolutely.
My grandchildren play with your grandchildren.
Absolutely.
Because the thing is, if we don't sustain this culture, and it's not a race thing. Here's the biggest part about it. It's not a race thing. This is a cultural thing.
Absolutely.
And we all believe in the same culture. If you all love hip-hop, that's why I think it should be a hip-hop flag. I think it should be hip-hop insurance.
Absolutely.
I think it should be...
Definitely. We need
hip-hop benefits.
Absolutely.
Like a SAG for hip-hop.
I thought about it real long and hard. And the only other business that don't have this type of insurance, don't have this, is boxing. The most brutal sport in life. Yeah. This is a sport where you go in and you can die.
Yeah. Like hip hop.
But you can go in and literally die.
Yeah, disposable, real quick.
And you're not protected.
Absolutely.
Why can't we, as smart individuals, unify.
Absolutely.
David Banner. Okay, David Banner, you in charge of the funds.
Absolutely.
You in charge. All right, Killer Mike, you know, boom, boom, boom. Okay, LP, EFN, and we all right, cool. Everybody making $50,000 a month.
Yeah.
We don't want your $50,000 a month. Take $1,500 of that. Put it to the side. So when a person, like a random person, just name an artist, Cassidy.
Gotcha.
Cassidy gets in a car crash.
I got you.
We handle that. His mama don't gotta worry about that.
Yeah.
Dude, am I bugging?
Nah, I think it's possible. It all really you saying is alternative streams of revenue and business. So when he says
alternative facts,
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Big old Atlanta.
A guy straight up, a guy named Alonzo Herndon, who started a barbershop with all black guys cutting, who would only serve as white men, white businessmen in Atlanta. He learned some shit listening in the barbershop, and he learned that white people got buried by insurance, and you paid into an insurance every time you die. You know, you'd have a few $1,000 to bury and whatnot, because you at least want your person to go on respectfully and shit.
Right.
And he was like, well, damn, you know, the black community don't have that.
Right.
So he went to one of the white companies, of course, and got bonded, like, hey, you know, I'm going to bring you this much business, what, underwrote it, and he became the largest minority insurer in the South. They had an Atlanta Life building, he was on Auburn Avenue. He was a very big reason Atlanta's such a business capital now, and black people in Atlanta had. So absolutely, in hip-hop, we can do the same thing. I started last year, and I want y'all to check me out. You know I ain't smoking a blunt. Last year, I did the Bank Black, Bank Small, Bank Local. So, of course, because America's assholes and everybody just want to argue about race, everybody either
heard... Tell us the Cuban banks in Atlanta, B. I mean, in Miami, B.
I don't know the Cuban banks, but I know it's a goddamn lot of them.
There's a new bank opening
every time I come. They are. One United. One United is the one.
I'm making a deposit.
Thank you. The reason I said bank black, bank small, bank local, for black people, you need to be able to bank with the institution that's directly reflective of your community, right?
Mm.
Right? So you can
look
bank with a place.
Mike giving you us that political stance. Let's make some noise.
Though this is like our Asian brothers and sisters, they vote less than anybody, yet they have higher political influence than anybody in this room because they put their money behind candidates and causes. So you look, like you got One United in Miami, you got Citizens Trust in Atlanta, you got Industrial Bank up in D.C.
These are black banks.
Yeah, but these are black banks, right? So you get your community to shift the money, not all of it, just take a couple $100, couple $1,000, put into the bank, start a savings or credit line, and buy some stock in that bank.
Mm.
So if you got a couple grand. Right now, last year was just put some money in the bank, because what I wanted us to learn how to do was use our money. So put some money in the bank, get a debit card, get a credit card, learn how to build your credit, learn how to save money. Save $1 out of every $10 you make. You make $1,000, save $100, right? You know how to do that. So Citizens Trust actually started another card to help people with a smudge on their credit repair it all. So bank black, bank small, bank local. So even if you black and ain't no black banks, get the community to go to one bank, one small bank, and say, we're going to only bank with you, but we're going to bank with you at lower cost, at lower ATM fees, shit like that. So the reason you do that
you
is first of all.
You can negotiate that?
Absolutely you can. Okay. If you go as a group, if you go by your goddamn self, they're going to laugh you out the door.
Right. Right.
So you do that, that happens, you get a little stronger individually. Individually, you got to get strong first. If I don't get my fat ass in the gym, I can't jump around on stage and inspire nobody else.
Right.
So get yourself in shape individually with your money. Then you get the community around it. So whether it's a black bank or a small bank y'all all bank with, you do that banking there. Then you start to challenge for small business loans directly for it. So this little store could be a coffee shop. It could be this store. It could be something else. Why do we have to always go to Starbucks or something else? You don't have to. If you get the loan, and if you're in church, tell your church we want to see two business plans come of our congregation, or we're not tithing for this year.
But how do we make black banks pop?
I'm about to tell you.
Do we have some videos in
this? Need to move money to black banks in the immediate. Citizens Trust has a 95-year great record.
Does Killer Mike and Nori need to shoot videos in Citizens Trust?
I think we need to rap, put in our raps. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I used to say, I don't say, what's I sold us, and I got a million through that shit in Citizens Trust.
Citizens Trust.
Citizens Trust. Right?
No, there's a One United in Miami. There's a Citizens Trust in Atlanta.
I know that the dudes that did our banner.
Yep.
IPD, they're banking with a
industrial like, mechanics and farmers. Or small and local.
Yeah.
Even if you can't go black, if you go small, go local. Get with one of the smaller banks. L and I also do our accounting with a small bank. They waive our fees. We don't get the same fees as other people, but it's because our accounting firm takes all of their business there.
Mm.
So you know, I'm just simply saying, you know, hip hop can do anything we want to do. if we focus on us.
Right.
If we say, I like Givenchy, I like Louis, I like all that shit. My wife got so many purses, but I miss the days of Maurice Malone, Carl Kanai, FUBU. Mm. You know, I'm just saying, get a homie up the block who printing t-shirts, give him a shot.
Well, we knew FUBU digital.
Because we're going to hire, you know, you're going to hire people that you're not afraid of. You know what I mean? Willie Esco is like a homie and a mentor.
Should hip-hop actually invest in politics? And what I mean by that.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
fucking
I feel like.
Yes.
I feel like Killer Mike should be.
No.
Relax.
No fucking relax. No.
I feel like Killer Mike should be mayor of Atlanta.
Thank you. Exactly. I've been telling you that
should
shit.
Be governor of Atlanta.
Oh, Tip would make such a great
guy. No, he shut me down. We had Tip on the show, and Tip said,
Luke's jumping into the politics.
But this is
the second that he becomes mayor, though, is the day that I moved to Atlanta.
Yeah, he was a real estate developer. Ellen Noriega showed me big time. Yeah, it was like,
we
have a $40 million contract.
But LP, hear me out, LP, right? How much can we complain if we're in a position? Like, it's like you watching a porno flick, right? And if you watch a porno flick, you just gotta watch it because you're watching it on tape. But if you're watching a porno flick happen and you're like, he's not doing it right, I could do it better. And you could actually jump in, that's real shit.
Let me
so
hey,
why
you
not?
Some shit.
Why?
You
why? You could actually jump in and be like, you know what? Relax, homie. I got it from here. I got it. You can jump in. And then the thing about it is, hip-hop, that's how hip-hop is right now. We're watching a porno flick, and we can actually say, relax.
We got it.
Our turn. We're going to throw some hot sauce in the joint.
I think we got hip-hop in politics. I think we need to put some hip-hop money behind it.
You don't need like, Killer Mike to be a direct product of hip-hop?
Let's not talk
about Killer Mike to be mayor.
Former President Obama yet. I want to say, not yet. Okay. I want to say, you have people like Senator Nina Turner, who's a representative. She was out of Ohio. I don't think she holds office anymore, but she was a surrogate for Sanders. She is one of the more powerful women I've seen in politics since Shirley Chisholm. You know, I mean, she is absolutely powerful. She's young. She gets it. She's young enough to understand, old enough to really get it. Right. We should be sending her money for her next campaign already. You know, if you are not happy with Cory Booker right now, you're looking for a black Democrat to support, Nina Turner should be that person. So what hip-hop should be doing is like they did in the 90s, supporting politicians who support us, Barbara Jordan, Maxine Waters. We should be supporting those politicians because that is hip-hop. If you look at Mayor Bowser up in D.C., black woman, mayor of D.C., met with me and LP last week just to talk for an hour with LP and I about how to attract the music industry to D.C., and not just money, the culture. She wants you opening studios. Well, yeah, talk to L.
No, it's weird. It's cool. It's interesting. Yeah. It's strange. It's different. But
you understand.
The mayor is asking to meet with us and just to talk about the arts and to talk about how to attract arts into the city and to grow the economy. And
we should be supporting her. Like, hip-hop should be putting their money. Some of our bottle money should go to local politics. Now, I'm not saying send your money to the big politics. Right. But if your kid goes to public school and you bought a bottle in the last year, yet you've not went to any PTA meeting or donated or picked the candidate you like, you slipping, cuz.
Mm. All y'all
slipping,
need to be
my nigga.
Shame to yourselves. Just make sure
you know. Shame to everybody else.
Yeah, I'm just like, man, we sit over here fucking up too, man.
As we are drunk off our asses.
Yeah. One of my kids' teachers is going to show him, hey, man, look at the dad, get high with Noriega.
Nah, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, respect.
You know why we celebrate? We give our legends flowers. When they love
my grandma said, give them flowers.
And we give them trees when they get in.
Paquito, talk to the mic.
Let me see a lighter.
Oh, a lighter.
Yeah.
You want another shot, Tiger Bone? I feel like you want.
Yeah, we're ready for another shot.
Let's go.
No. Let's do it.
No, we're totally ready.
Let's go. EFN, congratulations, brother.
Thank you, man. I don't know what you're congratulating
for. I don't know.
Hey, man, as a Capone and Nori fan, man, thank you, man. Like, for real.
For keeping hip-hop alive?
Absolutely. You know what? For keeping truth in hip-hop. Because I think when we say real hip-hop, all we really saying is some true shit. I like the fantasy shit. That's cool and shit.
I like the fantasy
But, man, it's
shit,
something
too.
About the truth.
Because I be like in my business bad and bullshit.
I love
fucking
it.
Fucking a Coke with a Uzi.
I love, but before her, you know you rolling with some, you know, rough and dusty. As long as she ain't musty. invested. You know, you're trying to get some money, man.
Salute. Yo, LP.
Salute.
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 Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, exactly.
Salute. Salute. Salute.
Look at you with
you
the
just
girl.
Missed me
girl.
Again.
Oh, salute.
I remember.
Okay.
Oh. Man, we're a fraternity now, goddamn.
Shoe leather.
I can run a shoe leather.
Oh,
right
the
now.
Thing about it.
Man, it really tastes like a shoe, though, Nori. Like,
yo, I love
it. In Spanish, we call it cicote.
Cicote.
Cicote is dirty socks. It tastes like dirty sock water.
I love how everybody has a different description of Tiger Bone.
I feel like I've been sexually assaulted by the Zika.
It tastes like iodine.
Tiger Bone is death. Yes,
so now,
this shit is the fucked up thing
hip-hop.
Is that it gets worse as it goes on after you do it.
It's horrible.
Hip hop.
North.
Right now,
son
do y'all
bitch.
Realize that y'all might be the new version of Outkast?
That's a big. I don't even. That's bullshit. I ain't taking my shirt off in no picture.
Yeah, we gotta do a few more crunches.
It's a new version.
Yeah, that's amazing.
This version has a belly.
That's the best compliment I've ever received. Thank you.
I mean,
real shit.
In
though,
my opinion,
real shit. We look up to this.
Listen. Let me give it to you.
Thank you.
A lot of times when something that's so great, we look at it. And then we say, that shit is great. Then we say, we want the new version of it. But the new version of it be the total opposite of it. Mm. And we can never accept it. Just like, designer just might be the answer to future. But we can't see that now. But what I'm trying to tell you is, we've been looking and searching for the new Outkast.
Right.
Because Outkast set such a stamp.
And it's a void.
On the game. You being a direct Dungeon family member, direct beef and all that.
Oh yeah, that shit went.
And then turn
that.
But and then turn around, and I don't think that you realize that you're the 2017 version of Outkast.
Man, that's such a humbling compliment. Thank you, man.
If we could get there, if we could mean as much as they meant to us, to somebody, then that would be amazing.
But you do,
you know.
That's
but,
the most amazing.
And you know, for us, it's basically like to me, Outkast is always going to be the only Outkast.
I'm not saying y'all Outkast.
Exactly.
No,
I know.
We get what you're saying.
What I'm saying. I know what you're saying, and we strive for that. Like we look at them like an example of something that you can do with a group.
Absolutely.
Right. And that's that. I think that they hit the the apex of music, really, you know, and the genre.
Did Puffy say when he was here, he said it was disruptive.
Yeah. No, what's it? Well, that's what they use it in technology.
What did you say?
Disruptive.
What did you feel about Big? And he said, Big was so disruptive. He said,
was that the word?
I don't know. I remember.
It's a word like that. In technology, they use it a lot. When you shake up the industry.
When you looked at the picture of him.
It's disruptive.
Whatever, and that's what you guys up. Industry.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about it is, Outkast dressed funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys look funny.
That's a compliment.
That's
in the most complimentary
no doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, when I look at you guys, there's no way I can say you guys are rap. Like, yo, like.
Right.
Like.
Yeah.
I literally am big in security.
You look like Big and Rob.
Yeah. We got the memes that go around.
Relax.
People do that if people
what? Fuck you, relax.
Relax. But what I'm trying to tell you is that's what Outkast was, baby.
Yeah.
Outkast was the most disruptive thing. Like when I found out that Puff Daddy directed their first video.
Yeah,
that was like, yeah, we didn't know that.
I was like, what the fuck? It don't work. But yet and still,
which one was
it
that?
Worked. The first
Player's Ball.
Player's Ball.
Yeah, the first video you ever seen Outkast in.
Yeah, I like that video.
That's crazy.
Puff called Run the Jewels.
What?
Wait. Explain this, please.
Some people who follow Killer Mike may remember me running around with Puff for like a year. He and Big Boy were trying to broker a deal where essentially Purple Ribbon would have gave me to Bad Boy, and I would have been a Bad Boy artist. When I went in, Puff played.
I do remember this. Go ahead.
Yeah, Puff played like 8 records. Half the records were the aspirational records where I can rap. like pretty much anything that's out. Like I rap, I can rap.
I got a few different styles. So
you know, you can
half
rap,
of it was for half of it is whatever was going on in rap, great records or whatever was going on, right? Good records. And the other half were records that from an aspirational standpoint sounded like what me and L ended up pointing. Not the perfect version, not the right version, but they were already in the ballpark of what Company Flow was doing or what a early Wu-Tang sounded like, and that kind of that Bomb Squad-ish type shit. It was that. And Puff said, yo, he said, it's two different yous, man. Both of them dope. I mean, I could do something with both. And he heard his record. It was either Bad Day, Worst Day, or like, it was one of the records I released during the Player Series. It was like Burn or something. He said, but this record, he said, you give me this? He said, man, I make you motherfucking. And he just started naming these revolutionary type raps in it. And when I finally got in the room and heard L's beats, it hit me what I was supposed to be. You know, it's a lot of different Noriegas. You're not the same person.
Yeah, I'm seven different niggas.
Yeah, you're the 17. Father, the husband, you know what I mean?
Thanks. Relax.
And Puff called it. He was like, this is what you should be doing. And it just took me that long to find the perfect producer and partner to be doing it with. But that's why I've never doubted his genius. Yeah. And he shitted on me the next 3 years. Not in a bad way, just like every time. Like, yo, you spilled the fucking sign. Finally, I just, at Linux, just spazzed. Like, what the fuck, man? How couldn't make me sign a nigga big boy when signing the papers, man? What the fuck? And he was like, alright baby, it's all good. I see why he is him though. He really knows it. And that nigga gave me one of the most crazy ass speeches. It scared me. I thought he was a devil for like 5 minutes.
Let's talk about that.
This nigga said, yo man, you gotta get your boy big. He was walking. He said, you gotta get this nigga signed a contract, Mike. I said, this nigga doing? They say, man, this nigga want a couple hundred thousand. He said, we gonna make that bag, baby. We gonna make that. He said, so I can see him. He said, look, we get the leather jackets. We start vibing. He said, I see the shit. He said, we jumping out of cars. We jumping out of trucks. We jumping off planes. He said, I ain't never did this shit, but I know y'all South niggas. We go get the bad boy chains. Look, so I'm sitting there, I got the froze face, and the nigga looked me dead in my eye. I said, yeah, you like that, don't you? Nigga, in my mind, I was like, yeah. So, hey, man, like I tell you, nigga, man, if you side with Puff or you get mad later, you can't say it was by choice, not force, man, because he don't twist your arm, man. But that nigga could sell a goddamn water to a whale, man.
Yeah, that's a fact. The one thing they say about Puff, they say, if you work for Puff and you survive, they give you a job anywhere.
Yeah, he's an amazing human being. Yeah. I fuck with him. Like, you've never met a more motivated motherfucker, man.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be honest with you. The other day, it's real shit. We dropped the episode, the Puff episode. And we charted in TV world, but that's cool. I wanted to chart what we charted at.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Right. I said that nigga, I said, man, we ain't number one right now. And he said, no, because our other episode was number one. Let's relax. But I said, nigga, this is Puff Daddy's episode. You supposed to be charting number one. And he said, you nervous? I said, you forgot what it feels like. Maybe I didn't say that.
God, just fantasy. Drunk facts.
Like that. But that's how much.
Something strong.
Look, I'm so competitive. That's how much I want.
That's what New York, man. That's why y'all so good for the game. That's why, like, I have become such a better rapper with L. Like, I always been a dope-ass rapper. That ain't... But the discipline... I ain't shame, you know what I mean? You know what I mean, nigga? Don't be shame. I'm telling you, man, for real. I ain't never meet no bitch. I dated said I disappointed her, so have some nuts about your shit. I'm a country nigga. You know what I mean? But I love it, man, because his want to... shit on motherfuckers and show them I got the discipline. I have what it take. Y'all a special breed.
I used to wake up in the morning just to beat my son to the bathroom. But now I just bought a dog. Where's Mike at? Where's Mike? Mike. What kind of dog I got, Mike?
Yorkie.
I got a Yorkie now. So it wakes
how you
up.
Got the drug dealer Spanish dog?
So it wakes up at 5:30 in the morning. I'm so competitive. that I want to wake up before.
The dog.
I'm disrespectful. You can't wake up before me. Listen, I always woke up before my whole household.
Yeah.
Not a dog trying to wake up at 5:30.
You in New York for real?
Yo, you gotta get waking up. Like, hold up, you up? Yo, get up! I beat you today.
You ever get jealous of the dog?
No, it's 3 days. I've been jealous then you already because he woke up before me, and I don't like that's how competitive I am. Like me, when I get something, I just want to keep working at it. I want to kill. I want to drill it. I don't ever want to celebrate it.
Nah, I'm good, man.
Celebrate my success. I want to live my success. Absolutely. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Because I had success 17 times.
Yeah.
So it's not that. But the thing is, I understand that things go away. Like Drink Chance Podcast, all my friends, who is my real friends in hip-hop, I tell them, hurry up and come do Drink Chance. The reason why I tell them hurry up and do Drink Chance, not because I don't think we're going to be as talented. We'll be as talented because we're unscripted.
Yeah.
We'll be as talented for the rest of our life. But at some point, somebody gonna say, fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck these niggas.
That's what the New Yorker understand, though, man. Y'all get
it. So until then, I want all my friends. I want to embrace all my friends. I want to embrace real hip hop.
Thank you.
I want to embrace people and say, you know what? Give you flowers. Even though I'm not giving you real flowers, but I'm gonna give you a shot. And I want to continue to salute our people, because why don't we salute our people? We are the only culture. And I'm not saying race.
Culture.
I'm saying, I even see Frankie, Beverly, and Maze, and all these people, they touring, and all this crazy shit. Why don't we stick together the older we get? Like, everybody wanted Jay-Z to be out of here. Every time Jay-Z do a new deal, I text this nigga and I'm like, congratulations. Thank you for continuing to doing what you do. And he's 47 or whatever age he is. I'm 39. I ain't even reached 40 yet. But they told me I was old 5 years ago.
Yeah.
5 years ago they said it was over for me.
But you knew
this
it wasn't.
This is the only culture.
But you knew it wasn't.
I know. But I love my haters.
Yeah.
It's a difference. A lot of people, I love my haters. I invite my haters to coffee. To coffee.
It's gentlemanly.
Even though I don't drink coffee.
CrossFit.
No. To CrossFit.
But
Wednesdays.
I'm different. My haters got my phone number.
Meet me at the blocks on Wednesday.
Come on, let's all work out together.
Burpees till death.
Burpee box jokes.
Yeah,
man.
Oh, fuck Josh.
It's a friendly way to be.
But why is our culture the first people to kick our people out? And I'm not saying race. This got nothing to do with race. This got something to do.
I think that's changing though, man. It's definitely changing.
I believe me and my partner with the tight running through shirt on. Do you know he had to breathe different when he walked in? He was like like usually people got
posture's better.
It's a smooth.
He couldn't do that.
It feels great.
Thank you.
He has to breathe different.
If it's going to be tight, it may as well feel good, you know?
Yeah, it's very tight. But why in our society, our culture, and I mean even in the hood.
That's changing.
If you think about it, even in the hood, the OGs still got to smack a nigga to be an OG.
I was watching Carlito's Way thinking about that.
Yeah, Carlito's Way. The nigga got shot. He wasn't keeping it up.
He didn't do the thing he should have done.
Let me get a lighter, goddamn
it. I think hip hop though has just got to the point where we get legacies. You know, we get it. You know, we didn't get it because, you know, like boxing, man, you just trying to make it out of somewhere. You know,
hip hop be categorized like real hip hop.
Nah, it's hip hop. It's all hip hop.
It's all hip hop.
It's style. Like, if you look at martial arts, you could practice jujitsu, you could practice ninjutsu, you could practice taekwondo, aikido. You could practice all these things, but it's all from the same place of wanting to improve yourself. Right. Like this, my trainer's actually a teacher. He's like an instructor. So it's like our styles are different, but it's a yin and a yang. They balance each other so well. I feel they made the perfect rap group. I think that on some on some on some
some hip hop shit, we just got to the point where we accept style. So Kendrick Lamar's first record, to me, stylistically embodied Outkast Aquemini. You saw the heavy influence. Big Boy does not get his credit, but let me say today, if you love Lil Wayne and Kendrick Lamar, you love Big Boy rhyme patterns. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Who you said? Who you said?
If you love Kendrick Lamar and Lil Wayne's rhyme patterns, when they go into this weird, freaky double time, that is directly out of the first two Outkast. It's such a beautiful influence. If you listening to Killer Mike, stylistically, you're listening to influences of Ice Cube, Scarface, you know what I'm saying? Storytelling ability, Slick Rick, Nas. And I think that we've just gotten to the point where my son's 22. I used to, because I had a child when I was a child, but I used to ride around with him in a fucking 95 Impala, beating Capone and Noriega, beating AZ.
I ain't singing that verse.
Beating this shit to, I said, what you want for your 22nd birthday? I just want the AZ Do or Die out. Yeah, because it's just a style to him. He doesn't see the East versus South. He doesn't see that AZ had to be contrasted against a Southern group. So he likes all that shit. So as he starts to fucking rap and produce that shit, it all influences him. So for me, I'm happy that we're in an age now where style, because now what I hope to see in my lifetime is a young act doing a huge stadium world tour and the act that they look up to opening for them. Much like the Rolling Stones did Muddy Waters. We introduced Muddy Waters to the world.
Yo, thank you so much. Let's make some money back. This is what I'm saying with hip-hop. That's the thing is, in hip-hop, like, when you hit 40, I'm 39 years old, right? I'll be 40 this year.
Let me say a lot of your handsome bastards.
Okay, all right, good.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to be 40 this year. But in hip-hop, when you get to a certain age, they want to kick you out. They want to say, but why in rock and roll, these guys, like,
that's what they supposed to want to do.
No, even in the hood, it's like
But that's what they supposed to want to do. You got to blame the old niggas for not doing hip-hop no more.
No, the old niggas for getting old and uncool.
Yeah, I still buy music. Like, that's what I'm saying.
I'm old and cool.
Yeah, so you got to buy music. Yeah, like, my thing is, man, when you come to the Juice Show, you see kids as young as 18, niggas as old as 50.
But listen, wait. Y'all embody, I don't believe in this ageism shit.
Nah.
Because y'all embody that. What y'all doing right now, like what you said, when you went,
I know
y'all
doing these
separate sets and then run the Jewels, you had the young crowd or whoever.
Yeah.
That to me, I don't give a fuck about ageism. You can be whatever age, be an art. You recreate yourself, you put yourself out, and it's going to make sense to somebody.
But it's still not something that has been done that much in hip hop music.
Like, no, hip hop is lacking that.
That's what I'm saying.
But
so
we should embrace
that.
We're
young. Agreed, but I think
we're growing older.
We're only 43 years old.
Here's what I think about that. What I think is that there's better and better music being made by people who are close to their 40s and in their 40s now.
Because you got more experience.
You have more. I mean, look, you have one task. When the task is, you don't want to become boring. You don't want to not relate to people who are listening to your music. And if you stay sharp, you're not going to do that. But also, there's an experience that comes. The one thing that's cool about getting older is that you just.
I love LP. Every two passes, he takes one.
Yeah, like, I don't really smoke.
Like, if I take it back and then I pass it to him, he'll be like, nah. And then I smoke it for like two
seconds. He must have a science.
And he'll be like,
he believes in science.
You broke my power. You broke my
code. But continue. I'm so sorry. I beat you.
You're a strong adversary. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
I'm just saying
that there is something to be said if you're a little bit older. That's it. You have a little bit more fucking style.
And I don't think
there's something there.
At an older age, we don't have to subscribe. Like, we don't have to be into
the problem is just get the music, motherfucker. Don't be like,
I'm saying, do you?
Like, niggas be like, I remember when, nigga, did you buy Faith's last album?
Exactly.
It was jamming like a motherfucker. Exactly. And the same man who works on Kanye's records works on Faith's record. You know what I'm saying? So if you like Mike D, you stupid fuck, go buy the music and shut the fuck up. Tricking all your money at the Young People Club and put that shit in your car and ride around and smoke some dope, you and your young broad. That's what the real niggas I know who still will pull up on you.
Well, Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
That's What's the name of that album that's number one right now? This is
Run of Jewels 3.
Run of Jewels 3, goddamn.
Yo, you fucked up my ear yesterday. Oh, I got headphones on. You should visit the microphone.
Run of Jewels 3, number one in the motherfucking country.
For a week.
How?
Migos came out today. We gonna last about 1 week.
Shout out to the culture, man.
Shout out to the guys.
300 weeks right now. Because you know why? This nigga Migos too.
Yeah. I love him.
Because I am what I like to call hip hop. What I mean by that is you could throw me in Atlanta, Magic City. Mm. You might think I got permanence.
Permanence?
Goals.
Goals. Cause I'm gonna throw my temporaries on. But they gonna look like permanence.
That man, hey, oh man.
Cause I can go through. I don't mind. Throw me in Brooklyn. I might catch a body in East New York. I'm lying.
No, you're not.
But I can adapt to every culture. And hip hop is something that we should be celebrated. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Every year I get mad when a person say, these people shouldn't have been on the hip hop, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll. And I sit
so
back and I just
annoying.
Be, I love it. But at the same time, I'll be like, what the fuck are we worried about being the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Where is the hip hop? All the fame.
You gotta
support your guys on the top, so it'll happen. Like, it's gonna happen. And with that said, like, we made rock and roll, so we supposed to be there too. Like, don't get it fucked up.
I get that.
Yeah, like, straight up.
I
remember arguing with a teacher in the fucking 8th grade NWA was going. Like, till I die, fuck you. Like, I knew that 7th, 8th grade.
What happened?
Like, motherfucking NWA, like, I was that motherfucking kid who... Ella and I are 1975. So hip hop officially was 72, 73, they say. So
please stay with your thought, please.
Wait, stop.
We got twin in the building.
These are gifts for you guys.
Thank you so much.
Yo, listen, if you guys been following Drink Champs, you knew the beginning that twin.
I don't know, it might be reversed.
Yeah,
sorry, guys.
Yeah, that you can take that home. But listen.
Oh yeah, this is my
dog.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, man.
No problem. This is what we do. EFN slips his album in there.
Well, he's on the album. He's on
this album. Don't get it fucked up.
He's on the album.
We know that. So, but listen. If you've been following Drink Champs from the beginning, you understand and you know that Twin has been a part of the show. Mm. You understand that Twin has had an accident very soon. And you understand that
Recently.
Drink Champs is going to stand by Twin.
Absolutely.
And we're going to hold his ass down.
Absolutely.
And we're going to make sure he walks, stands, rolls, whatever, again.
Absolutely.
Because we love this guy, and he is here. This is his second show. He's been back. Give him your mic, guys.
What up, DJ family, man? I'm so happy to be here, man. It's my happiness, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's why I feel happy. It's when my spirit gets lifted, man.
Yes.
It's my motivation, man. Yeah. I said it, man. When I was on the floor, shocked, man, about to pass out, I swear to God, all I thought about was my family and Drink Champs, man.
Right.
I can't. Right? It's too much. This shit. It's a year. This is a show I feel like it's going to go on for years.
That's right.
It's years, bro. We got too much to lose.
Right.
And I wasn't going to go down, man. And it wasn't my time, and I'm here.
That's right.
I'm blessed, man.
And nigga, we're going to get you back on your feet and get your dick working.
Absolutely.
It works. I smashed the rehab twice.
You smashed the rehab. Smash the rehab twice.
We're going to get your dick working,
yeah,
baby.
Yes, sir. I can't beat it, though.
And we're going to get you.
Smash it, he good.
Listen, at the end of the day, Yo, from the beginning of Drink Champs, Twin has been at the very first episode.
Yeah, he was.
Until, so, you know, when the fans seen that he wasn't around for a certain time, I seen how many fans was answering. And that's my little man, regardless whether he come around or not. But just to see his influence on the fans, people. So we said, from Drink Champs policy, we paying for the first year of you
rehabilitation. Absolutely.
I mean good. Whatever I was trying to say, I mean good. So we paying for the first year.
Absolutely.
And we got you, cause and if you need more, we're gonna do it. But you only need fucking 3 weeks, cause you a drink champ.
Absolutely.
You gonna be there. You gonna be there. But we don't want no props for that. We don't want. All we want you to do is keep getting healthy and cut, cause we want to rank on you. And we can't rank on you right now.
I know the fans is cursing me out.
Yeah, we can't.
Cursing me out.
This is our guy. This is our guy. This is relaxed. I'm reading from relaxed, Twin.
And my dick is hard on the feet.
Yeah. Relax. But we gonna get you right, Twin, cause we love you. I want to shout out your family, your moms, your pops. Well, every time we go to the hospital, they're always there. And, you know, we're going to get you right, Twin. We don't give a fuck what we got to do. But, you know, that's what the fuck we is. We ain't, you know, we seen the GoFundMe. That's not what Drink Champs is about. Drink Champs is like, we got it.
Gotcha.
We got you. We don't need no gun for GoFundMe.
Refund you.
We gon' gotcha. Yeah.
Refund you.
Go ahead, EFN. You got mad quotable lines lately. This nigga got mad quotable lines. But that's right. Drink Champ, we got your motherfucking back. And we love you, Twin. I ain't gonna lie. Yesterday you almost made me cry. You ain't gonna make me cry today. I'm gonna fuck
make
him
cry. Make
him
cry. That'd be amazing.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Because I love you, Twin. And you know what? When I say I love you, we speak for the whole Drink Champs.
Yeah, that's right.
Because everybody, we came around, we sat around, and we ain't gonna let you sit down at all. We gonna get you right, and then we gonna fuck you up again. We gonna get you right just to fuck you up, because you went to Vegas for $80 and came back with 20. Let's make this goddamn. And that's who he is, Killer Mike and LP. You know, me and this nigga right here, this nigga is one of the most stubborn people I ever met in my life.
Come on, I'm Cuban, B.
In a good way. Relax.
A relax show.
When vinyl went out of style, he hated it. Because he loved vinyl. He's a real hip-hop guy.
Gotcha.
And he didn't like that these guys were getting over on these computers and just playing records with
just
the
making
iPod.
My life story over.
Relax. Sounds dope. Just roll with it.
Go for it.
Just roll with it. But it's true. That's how hip-hop is. And I said, you took a shot of Tiger Paul? Is this what's going on? Is Twin taking a shot? Relax, Twin. And this guy's so hip hop. And we came together and we said, we've been had aspirations and other things and ideas, but look at Charles Barkley. Barkley, the best journalist.
You never know.
Charles Barkley ain't the best journalist. Kenny Anderson, Kenny Smith ain't the best journalist. Shaquille O'Neal ain't the best journalist. But they're people who played the game.
You said journalist?
Journalists.
Yeah, technically they're supposed to be journalists.
They report
on television.
They're people who
play. LP is not a sports guy.
I'm not a sports guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're people who play the game and they run
the best sports.
They do.
Conversation in the game. You know why? Because they played the game.
Right.
Where is that?
Yo, was Shaq fucked up for telling Chuck, though, you don't know nothing about back-to-back?
Oh, you talking about the Drake record?
Whatever they was talking about, though, Chuck was implying something about championships, and Shaq told him, man, you don't know nothing about back-to-back.
Okay, he never won a championship.
Ever. Like, that was his saying,
Let's go.
El Stompe, man. Come on, El Stompe, Santiago. Hold up. Santiago, El Stompe. recognize a record, man.
It was not recognized, first of all. It's burning.
Yo, yeah, here. You guys drink this shit.
No, no, no. Just drink it.
This is the last fucking one of those.
Where's your shot?
Oh, I don't know. Can't find
it. Man, this shit'll make you fuck a wall socket. You can't.
Salute.
Yes,
sir. Salute.
And we got the number one album in the country. Yeah. With the number one podcast in the country. Let's go.
Number one.
How does that taste, Frank? Woo. Woo. Give us a play-by-play action of what it tastes like.
Oh, shit.
It tastes like, like what he said about Timberland Boo, but I'm going to throw like a little bit of old soy sauce in there.
It's
oh my god.
It tastes like grandma's soy sauce.
It's a love soul.
She's been saving that soy sauce for 100 years.
It definitely has a grandma something.
No, there's
it.
A grandma saving something.
Like an, or like an addict.
Under
like,
inner purse.
An old house. You know?
It's definitely an addict flavor in there. Cobwebs. I taste cobwebs.
Just ancient, just mold.
Ancient Chinese secret cobwebs. Where the scrolls are at.
This shit might not even be really Chinese. Like, this might be just the shit that's left.
This shit is Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
This shit is Puerto Rican.
And then they just threw a Chinese label like, fuck it, white people love anything ancient. Like they got
that makes Puerto Rican sense right there.
Why you throw it? You racist. Why you keep throwing
white Puerto Ricans, man?
Listen.
Totally racist again.
You know why? We had the Bacardi people here yesterday. And then Bacardi originated in
Cuba. Cuba. No, Cuba.
And then they was like, yeah, but we got it in Puerto Rico now. And he just didn't like it.
It's not from Puerto Rico. It's from Cuba.
I know they robbed y'all.
Yo, how is this since it opened? You've been since it opened back up.
What?
You've been since it opened back up.
What?
Cuba.
I did a documentary before it opened up.
I want to see the cars.
It's amazing.
I had my flight booked and then I had to cancel.
Go now. Go before Taco Bell opens up in motherfucking Havana.
Yeah, my homegirl.
I disagree with
my wife's like her.
Way too Taco Bell.
Fuck that shit, dude.
I hear it's going to be delicious.
I'm like, you know, I do like the nice shit.
If
like,
they ain't got a W hotel,
yeah,
man,
yeah,
I ain't
people
going.
Talk shit, okay, but I do like the nice shit guy.
I hate all y'all.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't fuck with Airbnb. I don't fuck with none of that shit.
I need something nice.
I want to live in your house. I want a small lady coming to my room to make my bed every day.
Make my bed.
I can tip her 100 at the end of the day. Yeah, I want that.
Yeah, this is how I know. This is how I know I made it someplace. My son goes to Cuba, right?
He went to Cuba. You didn't go, but you're still.
I did not go.
He's got a Cuban wife, by the way.
Right? I got a Cuban. My wife is Cuban. So my son calls me. And the one time he could use FaceTime, he said, "Dad." And I could tell he's kind of hiding. Dad. I said, "What's up?" Oh, he said, "There's no W in the Cuba." I was so happy. I was like, "Damn, this nigga. He was raised on the beach." And you know what? I'm gonna keep his ass on the beach.
Yeah, off that bullshit.
He don't understand. Yeah, but he didn't understand. Bullshit. He's at his auntie house. And then my wife told me, they said, it's disrespectful. You go see Cuban family, they don't stay
hotel.
In their house.
Yo, I've been, it took me years. For my wife's family is from the rural south, or like a smaller city. And
are you telling me black folks do that too?
What? Look, let me take some more. Let me get Spanish people from the Caribbean something. Okay. Y'all was just the first stop. Same niggas ended up in Georgia and Florida. Everybody didn't just get the fuck Indians and come out light skinned wave and hell, but we do the same shit culturally. Like, the first time we went to Hilton Head and her mom was like, "You staying with us?" And I was like, this lady air conditioning came on the whole 5 hours in there. I'm just like, and I'm gonna fuck my wife? Like, my wife one of them country women, like her auntie in the next room, so like, stop that. I'm like, I'm gonna bust her head to head. So I had to get them acclimated to the fact, nah, B, we doing this hotel, auntie. Right, now, I'm going to probably get cussed the fuck out for saying that. But life is real.
Listen, me, personally.
That's so y'all do that, that's...
No, I didn't even go.
No, he didn't go.
So your kids were like me when I used to get sent to, like, Tuskegee. They was just down there with their auntie hot as fuck.
No,
like,
my son...
Mad.
No, the thing is, my son... is Hollywood.
Only he went?
Yeah, no, because my other kids was in New York at the time.
Yeah, actually, my son is Hollywood.
Unfortunately, half Cuban.
Yeah, no, no, he was, and he listen to me. Every time he got Wi-Fi, he said, "Dad, you didn't give me the W reservation." It made me so proud because he doesn't know he's Hollywood. But he doesn't know he's Hollywood. And I'm sitting back like, I'm doing a great job.
Horrible. I'm good.
Please. Listen. A lot of people don't know that that's culture.
You gotta embrace culture.
You gotta embrace culture. He didn't know that. And who was I to embrace culture, son? But he didn't understand that. But that is a beautiful thing. Let's make some noise for hip hop. I don't know why I made
hip hop has something to do with that.
But just your shirt. You've been doing that a lot. You gotta relax. Cause your shirt. I feel like your name is Javier.
Hip hop Javi.
You look like I'm gonna change your name to Javi. What you doing? What you
stretching?
Oh, you want to smoke a cigarette break? Can we take a cigarette break? 10 minutes. All right, cool.
10 minutes for
5 minutes.
Now one more just to see your reaction. We didn't get that shot.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm on the edge. I'm right there on the.
That's beautiful. Because you know why it's beautiful? Because we celebrate you tonight. God damn it. Celebrate. Run that motherfucker through. But you can take any shot. Any shot you want. You want some rock?
Make us take a shot. You want to make us take a shot? I don't want to take a shot of that.
I'll take a shot of water.
Oh, shit. I got you.
We
ain't
got that available. I'll take whiskey. I do whiskey.
Whiskey? All right. No. Give him a shot of whiskey.
Very good shot of water. Hey, look. There's a shot of water.
I'm going to do the whiskey. I'm a man, though.
Relax here, brother.
I want a shot of water.
Relax. Where's that shit?
It's right here. Jameson Blackwell.
Here you go. There you go.
Let's get it.
Y'all want me to do a shot of whiskey?
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I'm down. I definitely want to say Nori gets some whiskey.
Oh, hey, Paco.
All right.
So that's what he gets.
Don't make it too big.
All right, well, we're doing half glass. Bam, right up the drink.
I'm dry as hell. Think I'm good. Gotcha. Yo, wait. Is that a shot? That is not what I want to take.
That's Jameson.
It's a baby shot.
The way you poured it.
Whoa, that's not a baby shot, bro.
No, me and EFN, we splitting that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's split it, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm on your team.
Everybody knows the 35 Club.
That's a good shot.
Salute.
Because we celebrating running.
Thank you guys for coming on the show.
Number one in the motherfucking country.
Appreciate it.
That is terrible.
Ooh.
Damn. What's that? Jameson?
Jameson and Shoe.
I don't know why y'all drink that.
Everything goes
south. You drinking fucking death herb.
Fuck.
Listen, talk about our ancient Chinese secret.
My mom was here drinking goddamn left rack Chinese herb murder.
Like Chinese grandmother. That's just down for ages.
That shit look like bad maple syrup.
Chinese grandmother.
So how did Run the Jewels wind up on Mass Appeal?
Well, we're not anymore.
We're not anymore. Yeah.
We did Fools Gold 1, Mass Appeal 2nd, and now we're Run the Jewels on Run the Jewels.
But how did y'all even get on Mass Appeal? Let's talk about that. That's Nas' label.
Yeah, it's Nas' label.
And we don't say that with any ill will. Like,
it's Nas' label, but Paco, also.
I'm taking it away from you. Give it to LP.
What's that?
Water.
The whore hydration. Okay, thank you.
Got another one coming for you.
No problem.
Yeah, we knew the people there from that label, though. That label used to be Decon. They used to put a bunch of shit out. They worked with Alchemist, and they put a bunch of shit out. And
this is the current label?
Or Decon, no, before Mass Appeal. A lot of the guys from Decon went and they merged with Mass Appeal and partnered with Nas. So we knew them from previous shit because we had Def Jux. And we worked with them in different stuff, and we were peers to some degree. And so that's how we knew them. And, you know, but that was Run the Jewels, too. I mean, we kind of felt like every label that we worked with, it was just right at the time, and we always kept the commitment incredibly minimal, and we just moved on.
So one album deals, all
one album deals, yeah. And you know,
and we still partner with them on some film stuff.
Yeah, we're doing different
Mass
shit,
Appeal?
You know.
Yeah.
Well, Mass Appeal's the same thing. Yeah, we moved on. We moved it to just basically there is no label. It's just a group. It's just our management and a group of people who are that we hire to do what a label could do, but you know, it's a smaller version of it. You know, so but we're just it's really directly independent.
And I want to say, like, we really still fuck with, like, Peter and Nas. Like, they ran A1 shit with us, and I appreciate it, because a lot of times when you see people deal with a label, not deal with a label, there's feelings and issues, but it's not. Like, I still talk to both of them on a regular. We're still doing things together and shit. I've actually befriended Nas and Peter. It's crazy because doing business in the way that we've done business on a smaller scale, more independent scale, has given me faith in the music industry again, where I had lost it because it kind of became like it felt like a game of everybody trying to finesse everyone versus people just doing square business. You know what I mean? So I want to thank Peter and Nas because they did such square business. It never felt fucked up. You know, and I love them for that.
Yo, y'all Haitian people gotta be relaxed. What? You Haitian too, right?
Yeah, apparently we're doing another shot of Tiger Bone.
I can tell you. Yeah, we're doing a shot of Tiger Bone.
Yeah, I can't. Look.
This is a celebrate Run the Jewels.
Shit.
There's no pause in it.
We gotta celebrate Run the Jewels.
Come on, last one.
Bring it to the
last one. That's it. Yeah, I got to draw a line.
Y'all about to bounce. We know.
As there a man, go. I have to say, please stop.
Run the Jewels, number one.
Come
country,
on, man. We got to stay
number
on.
Number one
right,
album
man.
In the fucking
cheers,
country.
My friend.
There you go. Cheers.
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 Ara.
Cheers.
Ara.
Your eyes are scary, bro. Chichi got a game.
That is not good.
At all.
Oh, man.
At
who all. Killed at somebody all. For this?
There's nothing good about it.
Who raised,
dude?
Even by the fourth one, it's still, it doesn't get better.
Big up Veggie Delight for supplying the Tiger Bone.
No, but you know
what I want to say.
I love Veggie Delight, but nobody's paying.
Oh, this is Tiger Bone?
That's Tiger Bone.
The same shit that you put on your muscles when they're sore.
Oh, no, that's Tiger Bone.
So you're drinking shit old dudes put on chicks' asses and get them hot. Like, what the fuck?
After they
I'm about to say, you New York motherfuckers are a strange bunch, man. Spanish shit is wild, nigga.
Spanish?
What happened? You know what I mean?
Why you put on the Spanish
guys? Your Spanish ass serving it. And you not doing braquito, you have grande. Like, the fuck?
Muy rico.
Yes. This shit just went little Mexico in this bitch. Like, you definitely are motherfucking insane.
He's blandish.
I don't know a nigga could drink this shit five straight shots. Shit.
This ain't got nothing to do with Spanish people, man.
Jesus Christ.
This is Maca Haya Big
I'm saying, you gotta be tough, though. You gotta be a special kind of tough, man. Viva La Raza. Shout out to the Wild Nation.
Kid Frost, what up?
If you can fuck it,
Kid Frost, what up?
Man, please start giving him his props to West
Coast. No, Kid Frost deserves his props.
Oh, we want you back to the hip hop.
We need to bring Kid Frost on the show.
Kid Frost.
Kid Frost.
MC8.
Mellow Man.
Yeah, Mellow Man, motherfucker.
Mellow Man, of course.
King T.
Ice T. Original alcohol.
Exactly. Original alcohol. Please, man.
Yeah, we need to get them on.
Thank y'all for some hip hop shit.
Because you know why? That's what we do, Killer Mike, is we are actually... You know, everybody want to interview, and we got nothing but love and respect for the new generation.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, they have the radio stations for the new generation.
They have now.
Yeah.
Yep. But I want to salute our legends. I want to salute people that have been in here 20 years.
True.
10 years. True. I want to salute them.
True, absolutely.
So that's what this is.
Yeah.
But I ain't taking away not a motherfucking smidgen. For my bitches bad and bougie.
Yeah, from nobody who doing it.
And that girl is a little crafty.
But it's all, man, my nephew turned me on the motherfucking ugly dog.
Oh, my shit.
We're about to go to the strip club right now.
Let's go.
I'm not going to strip club.
Take one. It's down the street.
Why don't you go to
strip club? Around here somewhere.
Y'all don't go together?
Who, my wife?
Yeah.
I see you all the time.
Yeah.
You post it all the time.
Hell
tell you. My girl cannot do
this. This is the time you gotta take it.
Why?
The next time I pass it, you gonna say
paper at the stripper. Bam!
She's Spanish.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it for me. I said, wham! I said, what's she doing?
That's
she
was the only, next that's to the, you. That's the Achilles heel. Every perfect situation got this.
So
Achilles
run the jewels. Y'all guys are on tour right now.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why y'all came in. Because y'all busy like shit. Yeah.
Thank you for calling us, though.
No, no. Y'all family. Yeah. LP, Killer Mike. I want y'all to both know that this is the first time that rapper / DJ was actually running media. You actually never have to go see.
We let Eric B and Rakim a podcast.
A podcast. But we got million people listening to us every week. So the thing is, you actually don't gotta go to Orlando or gotta go to, you know, a Ricky Smiley show or whatever. You come to your own.
Yeah.
And present whatever information it is. But so with that being said, I say that to say this. Talked about this tour. Tell us about this tour. Because we want a big y'all.
Every show sold out so far.
Yeah, yeah. We got, I mean, it's crazy. It's bigger than we've ever done. I mean,
we're playing
got
2,000 to 3,000.
They killed it in Miami the other day.
To 5,000.
We're doing
5,000 in LA. We're doing 5,000 in Chicago. We're doing 4 nights in a row, Terminal 5 in New York City. So it's crazy. I mean, we've never seen it like this.
We so blessed, man. You know?
Beautiful.
Congratulations.
No, it's incredible.
This is the time you go back.
Exactly.
Every 2 times.
And I'm going to try and sneak out before you offer me the next one, too.
No, I'm going to offer you very soon.
He might make you smoke it. He'll put it in your mouth.
Real shit, though, it's been amazing to witness, like, for us, you know, seeing this tour blow up like this has been incredible. And we're just giving everything we have. I mean, we're literally just back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back shows. This is the first couple of days we've had off the whole tour.
And y'all came to see us.
And we came
Let's
to
make
see
some noise. Because, listen, from here on out, I want this to be the first announcement with you guys. Anytime you got something you want to announce, you want to propose, you want to bring to the world, why would you do it with people who's not a rapper, not a DJ, come bring it to us.
We'll bring it to you.
And we're going to explore that shit. It don't got to matter where the fuck we at. We'll come to Atlanta. We'll come to Brooklyn. We'll come to fucking everywhere.
Afghanistan.
I was thinking another cool place.
Saturn.
We'll go there, too. Wherever you at. You want to go to the moon?
Yeah.
You can you'll never escape us.
You can't. Yeah.
Great drunk experience.
Why wouldn't... Now, let's just say, Nas call y'all tomorrow and say, I want to be a part of the Run the Jewels 7.
7?
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably just be like, all right. Yeah.
Hi.
You're Nas.
Why would you announce that with anybody else but us?
No, if that happens, you're the first people. I swear to God.
You said swear to God. It's done. It's a wrap.
Trust me.
You can't take it back.
Still tight.
Out of respect.
We will give you that scoop.
I've never worn a shirt for an artist that was here. This is my first time.
That's a rare one, too. That's the Metal Gear one.
Yeah.
You know, we're characters on the video game.
Yeah.
Metal War. That's why.
Gears of War. Excuse me.
Gears of War. I got that shit. That's the special Xbox.
Yeah.
So
me and Mike are downloadable characters that you can play in the game.
Yeah. That nigga never played a video game in his life.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah, and I played their characters. And I didn't play it after that one time.
I played our characters like once.
Not one time. What are you pouting me out? Fucking guy.
He was lying.
Horrible.
But you did? You played it?
Yeah. I love the joint.
And you got the rainbow shit on. What that mean?
Oh, this is my friend's band, Autolux. I always forget it's on my jacket.
That's right, man.
Shout out to Autolux.
Big up to all the gay people. We respect them.
We do.
We respect them. Let's big up the gay people.
Go ahead.
God damn it. We got love.
Oh, see?
We got love for everybody.
Wait, let me hook you up again.
I don't know why you keep doing that to me. Stop. Relax.
Relax.
It's killing me.
I'm battling you. Relax right now.
It's killing me. But we salute hip hop. You guys have came here. You guys have hang out. And you want one more shot, Tiger Bone?
Oh, no. I definitely.
Cannot do
definitely.
It. Cannot
I think
do
so.
It.
Can't be pussies. We got to do it.
Everything.
I'll do your shot for you.
Let's I'm
go.
Sick. It's ginger.
I'll do
sick
it for
too?
You.
Yeah.
We're all sick.
Yeah. In my mind, I've
been sick of drinking.
I've been sick for 9 years.
I do my partner shot. Double me up.
Nah, he's doing a shot with me.
Nah, he's your real partner.
He's a real motherfucker.
I don't want to be the guy that's saying pussy on me.
Do you understand where Brooklyn is?
What is Brooklyn? Tell us.
When a person says
the guy who doesn't say no to the shot.
That's my bad. Nah, I fucked you up.
That's too big.
Yeah, it's disrespectful.
You didn't take your other shot?
What are you talking? No, bro. I just poured that.
I'm watching.
Oh, man. I'm watching you, though.
I'm watching you.
You're acting crazy right now, man.
You're acting crazy.
Man, relax.
Because you know why? Run the Jewels is the motherfucking number one album in the country. And you know what we're going to do?
Relax.
Make some. It definitely wasn't a good. It definitely wasn't good.
Thanks for having me on your album.
No, thank you for being. No. Thank you, man.
The role because we shout out Cuz Lightyear, man. He's just one of those young rappers rapping his ass off.
Yeah, he was rapping
for us in Atlanta.
Where's that nigga rap?
Oh, well, I ain't gonna make the nigga.
Tell
the
nigga rap. Where he at?
Like an old nigga.
He don't have to rap, but where's he at?
Yeah, he was around. He might have skated out of here with some Spanish, but he's a dope Cuz Lightyear. He got a single called Pots and Pans. I rapped on it with him, and that motherfucker fought. We just shot the video.
Kill him, Mike. Are you satisfied with what you did in the industry, or you still want more?
I'm doing, so I can't be satisfied with what I did.
Let me tell you
the purpose. Every Run the Jewels record has gotten better because we remain unsatisfied. Every record, we got to top ourselves. As long as I keep that mentality, we here. Like, I want, we have a fucking Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant mentality when it comes to motherfucking rapping. Like, I'd be goddamn if you say the motherfuckers want dope. You can say I don't fuck with it, you can say I don't fuck with them, but fuck you, motherfucker. You gonna know if I get on the track, or if he get on the track with your favorite rapper, we're going to try to wipe the motherfuckers down. Every time.
That's what I like to hear.
You know what I mean? Like that's what it is. That's what it is. So,
so hip hop has never died.
It can't die.
Never died, brother.
Talk about it.
How can it? Like, motherfucker, like, you listen to a Scarface album.
Woo!
All you motherfuckers, I want to rap. I want to be a rapper. I want to go listen to a Scarface record. I was listening to him in the seventh grade. So how the fuck I'm going to rest on my laurels? It's just that simple for me.
Is Gucci Mane a new Scarface?
Right here? Look right there.
This is Cuz,
man.
Is that saying you gotta go?
Goo-wop.
We definitely have to go.
You know what, man? Goo-wop can rap, but Goo-wop deserves the greatest AR in the game. I think he the new Puffy. He's picked more fucking stars out of Atlanta than any A&R ever. He's an incredible motherfucking rapper. He's an incredible entertainer. I salute and love for him and his wifey, but that motherfucker knows how to pick a star, man.
He picked Migos.
He picked. To me, he's picked the last 5 years of Atlanta. And not even picked on no, I'm the big homie. Like, he's just genuine. Like, he fucked with it. And that's what's pure about him. Like, he fucked with you. Like, if he fucked with you, he gonna fuck. Like, I remember Pledge 2 walking in the studio saying, "Hey, Goo, I got a fucking verse. Man, you'll jump on it for me." And 30 minutes later, I had his verse on album. Just after, like, Mike, I feel, but we've been, like, when he came to me, like, "Hey, man, I want to put you on Black T-Shirt Remix." Boom. So he's never not been the same human being, man. I applaud that motherfucker every time and salute him.
Big up Gucci, man.
Absolute, man.
Just big up Gucci, man. Got that. Gucci man hung up on me one time. I called Gucci man.
Cuz Lightyear.
You gonna continue it?
Yeah, sorry.
LP. Killer Mike. Drake sounds.
No, we gotta do a lot of things.
Hold on,
we gotta.
Stretching.
Whoa.
We gotta get out of here soon, though.
No, we done.
Very important. All right, come on, let's do a picture and a.
All right, let's do the final make some noise motherfucking shit.
Oh, yeah. I apologize.
Didn't you just do that?
No, we didn't really do that.
Relax.
So let's just thank them for coming. Let's come out there, bro.
Yeah, go.
Yo, motherfucker, we got Run the Jewels in the motherfucking house. Make some noise!
Magabaya Big Mama.
That was better. You're right.
All right.
Has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.